Africa. There was that extended track there. That's from John Coltrane's album called The Complete Africa Brass Sessions, the quartet augmented by a number of different brass players there under the direction of Eric Dolphy and McCoy Tyner. A classic Coltrane transitional album, maybe that's my term, not one that I have read. He was moving in very different directions in 1961, and this was one of those way stations between the earlier days of just basically doing small group stuff to experimenting with all sorts of things and finding his final voice a few years later. John Coltrane there. My historical segment for today, which has brought us to 12:11 Central Time here in Winnipeg. And while you're sort of mulling over Coltrane's career, I'll let you just sort of figure out where we are right now.
9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. Yes, you should all stay tuned for great community radio. And this program is called Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live on Wednesdays, streamed and archived at ckuw.ca, as you know. Now you know all the details. Well, moving on from Coltrane, I'm coming back to a brand new release. Actually, I think it actually was officially released, I don't know, a couple of days ago, very recently anyhow, with drummer Nick Fraser. I could say as a sidebar here that I think one of the most extraordinary drum solos in jazz I have ever heard was Nick Fraser at the West End Cultural Center a number of years ago. I just sat there with my mouth open. It's amazing. His skill is great. Here he is in basically trio form. The album is called Areas. And on this, he plays drums, piano, and he actually plays harp on a couple of the tracks. Tony Malaby is on saxophones. Chris Davis is on piano. And John Camille Farah is on electronics and sound processing as well. So here is from a brand new album called Areas with Nick Fraser.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back.
interesting improvisations there and adventurous music from Nick Fraser from his album just out called Areas. That was called Area. That was the longest track of the three that I played. The little short one at the beginning was In the Wreckage. There you go. And then Mimic and Area was the one you just heard. Really very good stuff. Nick Fraser, he has played, he's very much in demand, mainly through the GTA, I think, although he does travel around, of course. In demand and plays and supports a wide range of styles in the jazz world. That's probably the most adventurous that you're going to hear, Nick, but he can play anything. He's just an amazing drummer and a good leader there. 12:35 Central Time in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. And we're in the last half hour of our show today, so I've still got some music still I can play. Let's go to guitarist Bill Frisell. Mentioned many times before, Bill Frisell is just as comfortable, would be just as comfortable on a bluegrass or a CW album as he is in jazz, and enjoys playing in the sort of Western style at times, a country Western style. But this trio it sort of blends a lot of his interests, his brand new album. It's called In My Dreams, and part of it's live, part of it is studio. And came out a month or so ago. And it has Frisell, of course, on guitars, and with his longtime trio, bassist Thomas Morgan and drummer Rudy Royston, joined by a string ensemble with violinist Jenny Scheinman, violist Anvin Kang, and cellist Hank Roberts, all three of whom have history with Frisell and have debuted with him on earlier albums. And this album was released as part of Frisell's 75th birthday celebrations. And he would perform the music of In My Dreams at various venues throughout 2025 all over the place, and now it's out as an album. So here is Bill Frisell, three tracks. First one is Isfahan. You might recognize that one. Give Me a Home is the second one. And Why? W-H-Y? Question mark. Here's Bill Frisell in his dreams. Thank you.
Thank you.
Actually, that was the title of that last track. That's the great Bill Frisell celebrating his 75th birthday, not on this specific album, but his 75th birthday era or whatever, however you describe that. Music and an album that was stimulated by that landmark in his life. And as a guitarist, he has just played with just about everybody and played just very nicely with just about everybody. That's his leadership there in his latest album called In My Dreams. And it sort of reflects his life, if you will. And it's 12:51. It's just about to the end of our program today. I hope that you have heard something you enjoyed. I hope that the snow isn't too deep on your front lawn. There's no windows in the studio, but I've been led to believe that at least for a while the sun has come back out again. So it's going to get very wet and very mucky. And I was talking to a couple of dog owners yesterday, including my daughter, who says that this time of year, it takes 15 minutes to walk the dog and another 15 minutes to clear her paws off when she gets back in. So I think all of us are ready to have this over for a while, but spring will come. It'll be all right. And in the meantime, there's always music, right? Just about finished for now. I'm going to take us out with a little bit of Luc Marantz and Simon German. Duet album. Marantz plays guitar and German plays guitar and Marantz plays piano. There's a drummer on a couple of tracks. I'm not sure that you're going to hear him today, but this is very gentle music to take us to the end of our show today. And as I mentioned, my name's Keith Black, and I hope you've heard something that you enjoyed enough that you'll come back next week for another 3 hours of jazz from all over the place. I've got such a stack of music, and I can never play anywhere close to all of it. But be assured, you'll get some of the best in the current scene, as well as a nod in the rearview mirror as well. Thanks for tuning in today. Look after yourselves for the next week. Stay dry as you can. It's going to get double digits, they say. So, let's wait for that. In the meantime, here's Luc Marantz and Simon German to take us out. Bye for now.